For Kyla Yeager, the vibrant hues of her artwork are more than just a visual feast. They are a profound exploration of identity, diversity, and inclusion. The New Orleans native has always said that one's emotions are best expressed through art. Her recent exhibition, It's Not Straight, showcases a bold use of fluorescent colors she said reflects her journey and the broader spectrum of queer experiences. The exhibition at Leslie Grove Art Gallery on Queen Street East, near Jones Avenue, is a collaborative effort between Yeager and two other Toronto-based artists, Mirka Loisel and Hoda Rosario. Yeager said each painting is meant to draw viewers into a world where demisexuality and pansexuality are prominently featured, offering a rare glimpse into aspects of the LGBTQ community that are often overlooked. Often, we discuss bisexual, gay, lesbian, or trans identities, but we don't really talk about sexualities that dance on a line between straight and gay, Yeager said. Her art strives to bridge this gap, focusing on themes of self-love, self-care, and self-acceptance. Yeager said her creative process is deeply influenced by her neurodivergence. She describes her work as intuitive ADHD art, a term that encapsulates her spontaneous and maximalist approach. My mind moves a mile a minute, and so does my creative process. That's why my work is very maximalist with no negative space, Yeager said. This unique style allows her to, in her own words, brain dump onto the canvas, creating pieces that resonate with viewers' minds. The artist hopes her work encourages viewers to cultivate safe spaces in fine art settings and their personal lives. She challenges the often elitist and neurotypical norms of art exhibitions, advocating for more inclusive environments. Fine art spaces can feel elite and not neurodivergent friendly, with rules about lighting, not touching the art, and certain heights, Yeager said. By breaking these rules, she opens doors for queer and neurodivergent communities to participate in the art world. For emerging artists, especially those pursuing abstract and unconventional styles, Yeager said it's important to be authentic and experiment. Make work that's true to who you are. Play with mediums and see what happens, she said. Her journey from describing her style through established art movements to embracing her intuitive ADHD art highlights the importance of finding one's unique voice. Yeager's identity has been a significant influence on her growth as an artist. She said by not masking her neurodivergence, she invites viewers into her world and hopes they feel the excitement and uniqueness of her perspective. Yeager says art can be a powerful tool in advancing LGBTQ+ rights and visibility. Art can speak louder than words and sometimes even actions. It takes time to sit and really understand what art is saying, Yeager said. This show features work from three different queer artists, representing diverse queer experiences. One artist is from a country that doesn't accept queerness at all. By merging these experiences, we aim to send a strong message to viewers, she said. It's Not Straight will be held until June 16 at Leslie Art Grove Gallery. The artists are conducting an art workshop and discussion on Saturday, June 15.